Hi, I'm Reinhard Flatischler, and 6 months ago I started the Power of Rhythm podcast. Little did I know back then that this podcast added a new dimension to my professional life. Being a composer, a musician, and a coach, I now have the chance to present to you Deep Reflection with some of the best musicians, scientists, and people who have inspired the world with their visions. Enjoy some of the highlights from the first 40 episodes.
Welcome to The Power of Rhythm, a podcast with your host, Reinhard Flatischler, around the one thing that connects us all. Rhythm.
Inside you, there are many different loas. There's the performer, there is the educator, there's the therapist, there's the composer. And I hope we can kind of cover most of those aspects of you in this episode. I want to start with you being the rhythmic voice. That's Loa Kotler. It's just amazing. How did you get there?
You have to go very slow.
Okay, study slowly. Yeah.
For me, it's all about the two vital life force energies, you know, breath and pulse. And I know that you do this in your work, allowing the pulse being the guide.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, one of the greatest conga players of our time, Giovanni Hidalgo. Welcome to my podcast. Why is the drum for you so special? What is the reason? I have my own reasons, but I want to hear your reasons.
Okay, first of all, that bring you joy, health, to grow spiritually, in creativity. You know what it is? A trunk, a piece of wood from a tree, and a membrane from the animal, and the sound that you get from that, the projection of that sound, the beat, is amazing. The tambor, the drum, the drumming is our pulse, is our life, and that brings some happiness and health, not only for you, for the masses.
Now, Giovanni, can I ask you a favor? Would you play a little bit for our audience?
Just of course, Papa. Out?
He's a Grammy nominee and a world-renowned handpan player. Welcome, David Kukerman. Old Sea from David Kukerman. Now we come to some hardcore questions. What is the feeling of being in the groove?
Wow, the feeling of being in the groove.
Yes.
I have to think about that for a second.
Yeah, that's cool, of course.
This question can be interpreted in so many different ways. In, like, if I play music and I play with others, then I would describe that feeling as the space where it feels most restful in relation to your surrounding, where you don't feel rushed, where you don't feel uncomfortable, where you just feel connected to everybody else.
Welcome, Uwe Grotte.
It's a crazy score, Reinhard. It is an absolutely crazy score. And on the outside, it sounds all quite logical and beautifully flowing. But when you know all the building blocks, the Lego blocks, as I call them, when you know every one of them, you can see the complexity. And I remember very well when we first started rehearsing and you had a little boombox and you were drumming on the table and I was trying to conduct in the air, trying to keep up with you. And then you'd be drumming and saying, now you're in. Now you're out. Now you're out again. Trying to keep up with the complexities of the rhythms, so that when we finally had the experience with a very large choir and a super large orchestra, the Auckland Philharmonia Orchestra, a fantastic orchestra.
Imagine you're in this hall and there's 2,000 people sitting and pin drop silence. So this whole hall is sitting there in complete meditation, and you put that first sound into that space, you know. It's so delicate and it's huge, and people are so receptive. They have their eyes closed, they're in meditation. They want to be taken deeper. They don't want to be pulled out of it or shocked out of it or impressed out of it, you know. They want to just let that music be part of their silence. So it was such a huge, amazing apprenticeship.
Welcome, Miten.
When she sang it, for me, it was the greatest thing to be free of my songs and free of this kind of structure. You know, you know, this is the structure, classic structure. When you write a song, it's got an intro, it's got a bridge, it's got a middle eight, and that's what you do. And suddenly I was free of that. It was like there's nothing, it just goes round and round, it just rolls as long as it wants to, and it's totally free to do whatever you want with it. So it was like a totally new way of approaching music. Suddenly this mantra just went on, and I could find her key and put the chords and make the melody together with however it appeared. It was just all simple, but the power of it was amazing.
Play the sounds and rhythms of contemplation and healing today for you. Welcome, Rainer Scharenbrand.
Never create music. I cannot compose a song. I really can't. So the music is just coming. It's really coming, usually very, very complete. The melody, I hear it, and the lyrics are kind of there. The music is just a product of my situation, of a process, and music is for me the communication to another world, to another force, to the gods, you know. With music we talk to the gods. So if you sing in front of the gods, you have to sing it, you know. You just do it.
She's one of the few professional female frame drummers in the world today. She's a Grammy-nominated percussionist and flautist. Welcome, Mala Lee.
But first, when I compose it, I really want it to be in an 18-beat time cycle because it's a very symbolic number in Judaism. And I messed up. It wasn't. I thought it was.
So what is it?
It's, well, the first section is three nines and 1/8.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Cool.
And then the second section actually did stand true to the 18. The numbers are very straightforward. It's a 5, 5, and a 4, and a 4.
If you have three nines and then an 8, it's kind of a rhythm in itself because there are the three nines that build the circle. Then it's another section, then you have another three nines. So you can also look at not just as a 35, but, you know, as a 3 × 9 + 1 × 8. I love these big structures. You might not know his name, but you certainly have heard his drums. He's the rhythm power in films like Matrix Reloaded, Argo, Dragonfly, and many more. Today, he is my guest. Meet the rhythmatist, Greg Ellis.
If you've seen the movies 300, Argo, The Matrix Reloaded and Revolutions, Iron Man, Transformers, Watchmen, Body of Lies, and over 100 more, you've heard my drumming. I began my journey as a professional drummer in 1986 at the onset of the digital revolution, and as we're now more than 30 years in from those early days of programmed rhythm, the synthetic beats have ushered in a devotion to mechanical time that has infiltrated all aspects of our lives. And in witnessing the shift of analog to digital from inside the studio and on the stage, I watched the audience learn to dance to a machine. As I've experienced countless times, a culture reflects, communes, and engages itself through its language of rhythm. But as our drums became digitized, our culture and social network became digitized as well.
You have been in so many films. Yes, I could ask you how did you go there, but much more interesting for me, how do you approach that? Is there the movie first? Is there the script? Is that the composed music? Is that the drum first? What's first there? And how do you go about? What's the blueprint?
When I got the call for The Matrix, that was the one that really, because I loved the first Matrix. It's funny now, you look back and so much of it's cliche and been done and we've seen it so much. When you remember when that movie came out, it affected me. And it, not so much thinking of what the movie was, but got me thinking of these ideas on my own and seeing it in right in front of me. So working on that was interesting. It was with a composer from an artist in England who has a group called Juno Reactor that I've worked with for years as well. And it blends kind of psytrance techno with organic rhythms and vocals and really cool stuff. He's from Brighton. So he was hired to do all the techno cues for the second for Reloaded and Revolutions, and they were recorded back to back. So we worked for almost 8 months on both scores. So there's a human, on all the techno cues, there's a human thing in there. I at least would a hi-hat or a shaker. But I said, like, I was Neo of the score. Like, I was the one human in this Matrix world that was, like, still giving it some kind of life. And that was never discussed beforehand. But I think energetically, these things do come through in a way, as subtle as they are. But there is a Tibetan bowl in there. There is my Gargarvas and my Nagatas, and they're in there. So they're part of the Matrix. But that was exciting. That's when I knew. And then 300 and of course, was another really big milestone one. And then Iron Man. But it's much more romantic than it sounds. Sometimes they're just really like sessions that it's a deadline. I work for 2 days. I forget everything, send it off, and they mix it in and do it all. But certain scores like Argo was really beautiful. We had 3 days at Capitol Records to record just percussion. And the composer, Alexander Desplat, is just one of my favorites and meticulous composer and an incredibly creative producer. And that was a real treat. That was really a musical experience.
Thank you. when I hear your music, I hear a deep, deep groove, but I also hear, and it's very exceptional, stillness, like emptiness all the time in between. There's like this space. So what is space for you? It means a lot for me, but I want to hear from you. What is space?
Well, it's funny you ask this, because recently I've been doing more handpan lessons in my house because of all the world situation. I'm not able to travel, and I've been sharing this specific exercise where you play the notes in a really slow tempo, just four notes. You play four notes, and the more slower you play, the more bigger the movement becomes. So it's something like you are moving with the silence, in sort of just waiting for the note to come. So between that silence, you are playing with your body, that silence. You are still dancing and grooving on that silence.
Presence is participation in life. And music is the wave to bring you there. My guest today connects it all. Meet Esther Stane.
Thank you so much for this trigger, because sometimes the meeting needs to be triggered in the most beautiful way, right? So I'm quite curious about this meeting, and thank you so much.
Everything is so easy, you know, or has been kind of so easy. Facebook and Instagram, blah, 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 you know. And is it that we as humans need the challenge to grow? Challenge that's physical, it's mental, it's emotional.
When you hear some really strong, fascinating rhythm, right? And you say, wow, I can play that. Right? And you get into it, and then you see, actually, I cannot. Okay, let me go with it. Okay, let me go with it. Okay, let me go with it. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, I'm improving. Yeah. So, is there a challenge there?
That's what I mean. Yeah. Exactly.
If it's going to be, everything will be fluffy and easy and comforted. Where is the growth?
Yes.
That's what I see very often in Europe, in European continent. Exactly, everything is like a Disneyland. There is no space anymore for new things. Everything in its own place, you know?
I agree, yes.
You come to other parts of the world, there is still potential. There is still potential for something. And I'm sure there is still potential in Europe as well. Still potential. If humanity allows that.
I hope, actually, Esther, I hope we are in a very dire situation here, I guess, because it's getting authoritarian, it's getting, you know, they're still coming out of this, you know, easy going, and maybe what's coming now is challenging people and brings them to a new approach to life. This is just the tip of the iceberg. In the full episodes, you can dive into deep conversations, hear amazing music, and meet people who have created work around the one thing that connects us all, rhythm. Join our rhythm community and visit powerofrhythm.com/podcast. And if you subscribe to my newsletter, you'll never miss one of the exciting episodes. Power of Rhythm also contains some of the solo casts. Those solo casts are around the burning questions of our time. Here is a little taster of my last solo cast, Empowerment Through Rhythm. A great era of purification has begun. We are at a monumental tipping point. And this moment in time will determine for us and future generations whether we live enslaved forever or if we will be able to manifest a world based on truth, compassion and justice, and full of creativity, joy and love. For that, we need to stand up as peaceful warriors who are willing to take the hardship of relentless practice to manifest these qualities we have discussed: courage, authenticity, clarity, and a deep inner calm. Stay strong. Stay connected.